talk about specifically that. You host the Locked On 49ers podcast and the Locked On NFL podcast. What kind of preparation goes into, oh man, yeah, I mean, you do, first of all, I can only say from the outside, you do so much. So I guess, can you tell us what you do within each of those podcasts and how you prepare for whatever it is, whether it's airing or getting information for what you need?
Yeah, so for the 49ers show, it's all me. It's a one-man show. And so I'm doing the booking. I'm doing all of the editing and audio stuff and uploading and all the social media work. It's the way I like to put it is that I'm always working and I'm never working because it's fun and it feels like you're not working, right? And you can attest to it. We're just having a conversation where I have fun talking about something, and it's something I enjoy doing, and I follow the 49ers anyway, so I talk about it, and I have an analyst's mind, so I analyze what's going on. And the always working part is that, you know, it takes time and you have to do all this, and I want it to sound good. I want it to stand out when you listen to a bunch of podcasts, because there's a ton of competition out there. There's a lot of podcasts in the world. I want you to listen to mine and be like, okay, this guy's good. Sounds great, professional level, and it's consistent. So you have to put a lot of work into that. And that's where the audio knowledge also came from. So I had the unique ability to put that all together into one package with my podcast. And it's never ending research. So I have to be able to hit record and do a half hour show every single day on the 49ers. And sometimes in the offseason, there's not a lot going on, right? The NFL is pretty good at being a year round league. And we just had the NFL draft, and then they dropped the schedule. And then right now, usually there would be mini camps and things like that. So you would get some reports and some things to talk about, but you have to be informed about the subject matter. So it's nonstop. I'm constantly reading everything there is about the 49ers. I'm doing my own film work and doing whatever I can to be informed so I can give a good podcast every day and be prepared to do that. And that really never ends, but it's also the fun of it because that's what I would be doing anyway. So now I just get paid to do it. So I'm always working and I'm never working. And with the NFL show, I do a lot of the same stuff. I just, whenever I hit record, I'm with my guy, Matt Williamson, who's located in, I believe, Pittsburgh, Latrobe, or maybe, you know, somewhere near Pittsburgh. I don't actually even know where he lives, even though I've been doing a podcast with him for a year. I just know he's in Pennsylvania near Pittsburgh somewhere. And he also covers the Steelers, but which town he's in exactly escapes me because he's in a suburb over there. But yeah, he's on East Coast time. I'm on West Coast time. So, but I do all the producing and we sort of share some booking duties. Sometimes he'll have a guest that he wants to talk with. Sometimes I'll have a guest that I think we should talk with. But generally I do all the uploading. I do all the editing. And I do all the recording, and he just joins me every day for the podcast. And that's why they wanted me to be the co-host with him, because I had co-hosted with him for a special event last year around draft time. And he wanted it to be easy because he's not an audio guy, you know, and he loves football and he lives and breathes football and can talk about it nonstop. You give him a subject and he can just go with it, right? But the audio stuff and all of the technical aspects that go into podcasting wasn't his thing. So they wanted someone who could talk with him, who could hang with him in a conversation about football, but could also handle all the other duties. And so that's why I ended up getting the gig as the co-host of the Locked On NFL podcast.